This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go talk to one of our friends, though, Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network and DirecTV's Red Zone channel, and we bring him in. He is on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. Hello, Andrew.
Good afternoon, guys. I got it right for once.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. Although you could say good morning. You're in the morning. We're in the afternoon. It's all good.
We're very much in the morning here, yes.
I have no problem with that. And you're probably, you know, a little tired after watching the ALCS last night because you're so into baseball right now.
No, I mean, I watched a little bit of the Cubs. I have not watched, as Fullard told you, obviously, a single pitch of the ALCS. Yeah, it's not, by the way, just to be clear, it's not like, oh, it's so hard, I can't handle it. I just don't care, and I have no desire to watch it, period, end of conversation. Yes, I would prefer the Astros to win because I think they're the best team, and it would be nice to see them win like a team, honestly, like that built it up, tore it down, and built it up. And I think, like, hey, Browns fans should be rooting for the Astros because it actually proves the process can work. But nope, not watching the ALCS.
Funny you should bring that up. I'm in about when are we going to do that? Let's do that. We'll do it in the 1 o'clock hour. I'm going to we'll do it at 12:20. I'm going to talk about why
Browns,
I think
fans be rooting for the Astros.
Guess what? That's exactly what we're. I'm going to tell you why
Astros, Andrew.
Why you can root for the Yankees and not feel bad about it. So that's coming up in a little bit. I don't have any problem with it. But it's funny you say you don't want to watch because there's really no reason. Explain to me why there's a reason to watch the Browns right now.
Oh, I see how you just walked me into that one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you need an attorney, I'm your guy right now.
Why is it worth watching the Browns? Because you're a fan and you care. That's what I would say. I mean, look, if the Browns win this week, and I do think there is a shot the Browns can win this week, they're getting a team with a clearly hobbled quarterback they're playing on a short week. Now, granted, they'll be up for this game. They have a bye next week, so you know you kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel. Get out of here. They're now in the middle of a race in a very mediocre division where they could be 4-3. So there's certainly something on the line for them. But why should they watch? Because you want to win. I mean, let's hope though that it's more representative of the performance that the Browns gave weeks 1 and 2 and even week 3 than it is the performance last week, which was just awful. There's no way to sugarcoat it. Awful.
Andrew, we were chatting earlier about the don't get mad, everybody, the process.
Uh-huh.
When you're trying to do something that has to be done here, and that's build a football program. And my thought was try to ignore what you're seeing wins and losses this year, and look and see if you're seeing progress on the roster with the development of some players, and maybe next year is the year you start to look for some things. Yes, no? What do you think about as you're trying to rebuild from 1-15?
I think people wanted and should have expected and deserved better results quicker. This year specifically, they shouldn't be 0-6 again.
And
because this team should be better, period, and end of conversation. And everyone knows that, and that goes for the front office, and that goes for the coaches, and that goes for the players. I'm not ripping them or calling them names. Everybody knows that they should be better than 0-6. And I do think, oh, let me throw it back at you.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of what Mary Kay wrote 2 days ago, or yesterday, whatever it was?
Which story?
The one in which she basically said this isn't working. And the players, the draft picks, haven't necessarily been what we thought they were going to be. There is discord between coaching staff and front office.
I thought it was, and I did see that story, I thought it was, yeah. I think it's too early to make that call. We had Doug Lee Maurice on, who wrote just the opposite thing, Andrew, where he said, you can't judge this thing. They deserve a third year, and whoever comes in is going to benefit from the foundation that's been put on this team.
Listen, and that's another, I think, reasonable perspective here as well. The one thing I would take from Mary Kay's piece is that last year's draft class isn't exactly...
It's not lighting it on fire, is it?
Exactly. Yeah. I like Ogba a lot. I think Ogba's worth it. I think Carl Nassib has certainly made plays. You would like to see him make more. Yeah. The wide receivers, not necessarily giving you the returns that you thought. And that is obviously a huge glaring weakness on this team right now, which you thought maybe you addressed last year. Myles Garrett looks absolutely like the real deal. Three sacks in two games seems to me the real deal. I still believe Julius Peppers is the real deal. David Njoku is catching touchdowns, right? I mean, those picks are all trending in the right direction. Yeah. But, you know, you got to see that. Look, the one thing I hear from around the league is over and over and over again is, hey, it's one thing to have a million draft picks, but you got to get them right.
Andrew Siciliano joining us. Let me ask you this. Went through and looked up since the Browns have been back in 99. Five other teams have gone 1-15 or worse. The Lions, of course, at 0-16. The team that you have followed greatly in recent years was one of them, the Rams, when they went 1-15 in 2009. They are the only team that has been 1-15, other than the Browns, and the Browns just did it, that have not had winning records since and some level of success. The Rams haven't had a winning season since they went 1-15. Why have they not been able to turn it around? What has held that program back?
There's a lot. There's been a lot of GM and roster turnover. Listen, the Rams are 4-2 this year for the first time since 06, and 06 was their last non-winning season, as we like to call it. They went 8-8. In 06, the Rams have had a lot of bad luck. They have had a lot of bad draft picks, also a lot of very good draft picks as well. And look, they also just came out of a head coaching situation that simply didn't work. And they stuck with that situation for 5 full years. The relocation certainly didn't help them last year at all. They are clearly now on the right track. And honestly, they're on the right track with a lot of players that they were, and this is, I think, good news for Browns fans, very patient with at high draft picks. Robert Quinn came out of the gate immediately. You knew he was going to be a star. Michael Brockers, Aaron Donald, they hit on those picks. But even with those picks, they didn't have all the right pieces around them because first-round draft picks don't make you a winner overnight, even if those are great players, with the exception of perhaps a quarterback, right? Sam Bradford didn't make them a winner overnight, but what Sam Bradford did do in his rookie season is get them to 7-9 or 6-10, whatever it was
7-9,
and put them in, and put them in week 17 with a win and in scenario on NBC on Sunday night against the Seahawks. Now the Seahawks won that game, but Sam Bradford put them there as a rookie as the first overall pick. Sam's obviously had his string of bad luck since then. I don't know if I'm answering your question. But I will say this, the Rams were patient with their general manager in Les Snead, and they didn't bring in a new one this year, okay? And a lot of a big reason for the Rams winning this year is Sean McVay, certainly, and Wade Phillips and the turnover in the coaching staff, and they got it right this year with the coaching staff, above all else. But also because of key free agent additions like Andrew Whitworth on the left side of their offensive line, like Robert Woods at wide receiver. Let me tell you this. And here comes my weekly Andrew, you hate Kenny Britt thing. I don't hate Kenny Britt, but the Rams will tell you, and they have, that Robert Woods in place of Kenny Britt is a huge reason that they have some consistency on offense this year.
All right, what do you think of the DeShone Kizer situation right now? Back in the starting role, do you like the way the Browns are handling the situation? What do you think he maybe had learned last week by sitting out?
Look, I'm going to be positive and say that you can step back and learn a lot and take those lessons moving forward. I am truly going to be positive. I didn't like that they benched him at first, honestly. I think it made sense at the half, but I don't know that it made sense last week. I thought Hogan would play better. I've never been the biggest Kevin Hogan fan, but I do think that he has enough to stick in this league, and that he had in his brief moments on the field, whether Kizer was shaken up or Kizer was benched, has, and last year as well when he came in to run the football, that he's shown the ability to move the chains and shown the ability to get the team moving in the right direction. So I really was surprised by how poorly he played last week. But whether it's sore ribs or not, you can't justify putting him out there again next week, this week. You just can't. You have to go back to Kizer and hope that he did learn something. Because, I mean, Kevin Hogan didn't give you a shot last week at all.
If he'd have played well, would they have stuck with him long term? Would it have bought him more than a week?
Well, you tell me, if he had won, you weren't going to bench him, right?
Exactly. It just,
like if he came out, let's say he threw three touchdown passes and they lost because Deshaun Watson's better. But let's say it was a close game. You would have had a hard time benching him.
Without question. And that's why I wonder, was the initial plan to sit Kizer long term? Was it to sit him short term? Or was it just to see what the heck would happen against Houston? And it seems like it was just to see what the heck would happen against Houston.
Only Hugh knows that. I cannot answer that. And I do take the man at his word when he says, we still view him as the long-term guy. Look, he's got to say that. But I do take him at his word. And I also do believe that after watching Kevin Hogan, not to write the guy off for Pete's sake, it was his first NFL start.
Exactly.
But that Kizer's going to give you a better chance to win. But he's got to get that ball out. And guess what? Wide receivers have to win and make plays. So, well, I mean, let's not put everything on Kizer. He has a propensity for red zone interceptions so far. Okay. But guys got to make some plays for him, and they got to run the ball better.
Andrew.
I get Anthony all the time. I really do. My last name ends in a vowel. My first name ends in an A. It is a very easy one to go to.
Well, thank you. I feel better now that I made a mistake. You have made me feel like more of a human being for making a mistake. Thank you. You're a good man. Don't let anybody tell you any different. You're a good man.
I'm sure someone will in the next 10 minutes.
Andrew, thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Andrew.
Guys, goodbye.
Goodbye. Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network and DirecTV's Red Zone joins us every week. We love talking to him.
With a name.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.